Yo, what's up, self-care fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk about getting your life together, one tiny step at a time. Ever feel like you're drowning in deadlines, social media pressure, and existential dread all at the same time? Me too, bestie. That's why we're diving deep into stress management and anxiety with some mental self-care practices that actually work, not just some Instagram influencer BS. Let's be real, Gen Z is facing a whole new level of pressure. We're navigating college applications, job hunts, climate change, and a social media landscape where everyone seems to be living their best life, except for maybe you, right? It's no wonder we're feeling stress. But here's the tea. You don't have to become a Zen master overnight. Small changes can make a huge difference. First up, ditch the hustle culture mindset. We're programmed to think that constant go, go, go is the only way to succeed, but it's draining AF. Seriously, learning to say no is like a superpower. It frees up your time and energy for things that actually matter, like chilling with friends or binging your favorite show guilt-free. Second, get physical, bestie. I know, working out sounds about as fun as doing taxes. But even just 10 minutes of movement can work wonders for your mental state. Put on some killer tunes and dance it out, take a walk in nature, it's free therapy. Or try something new like yoga or rock climbing, anything that gets you moving. Next, mindfulness is your new BFF. Don't worry, this isn't about chanting in a cave or becoming a human pretzel. It's simply about being present in the moment. Try taking a few deep breaths whenever you feel overwhelmed. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? Grounding yourself in the present can help calm your anxious mind and bring clarity to the chaos. Now, let's talk tech detox. Social media can be a bottomless pit of comparison and FOMO, fear of missing out, which is like fuel for anxiety. Seriously, scrolling through endless highlight reels just makes you feel worse about your own life. Put down the phone, turn off those notifications, and actually connect with real people in real life. You know, like talking to them face to face. Crazy, I know. And last but not least, don't underestimate the power of sleep. Sleep deprivation is a recipe for disaster. You're more likely to feel stressed, anxious, and irritable when you're running on fumes. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality shut-eye every night. Make your bedroom a sanctuary for sleep. Dim the lights, put away the screens, and create a calming bedtime routine. Okay, real talk time. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for class, juggling 5 different assignments, and your phone is blowing up with notifications. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, like a vice grip squeezing your soul. Sound familiar? But then, remember these tips. Take a deep breath, put your phone on silent, and remind yourself that you've got this. Maybe even dance it out. A quick TikTok groove can work wonders for stress relief. Listen, managing stress and anxiety isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about making small changes, finding what works for you, and being kind to yourself along the way. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Hit me up in the DMs with your self-care wins or your epic fails. Tag the episode on TikTok and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast like it's your new favorite obsession. You've got this, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.